Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.
TV and film star, frontman of the Headstones, and one of my first ever radio interviews, Hugh Dillon.
Hey, how are you?
I remember the first time we ever spoke. It was in Victoria, B.C. You walked into the control room, and in B.C. you can't smoke like anywhere. I mean, you can't smoke anywhere at all now, but then it was like a bigger deal. And you lit up a cigarette, and I just thought that was so cool.
I didn't care.
Well, that was kind of the thing. You know, I kind of went, wow, like, he sees the no smoking sign. He knows it. But he's like, no, I'm a rock star. I'm going to do it anyway. I just thought that was kind of neat.
So, you know, I had touring down to an alcoholic science back then. By the time we hit Victoria, we'd been through Ontario. We've been through Calgary. We've been through Edmonton. And Edmonton was like Saturday night. So by the time I hit the rest of the country, it was like hungover and a fight. But it's funny. I do remember that, actually.
You know, last time many of us heard from the Headstones was probably about 2003. The group had broken up, taken a break, a hiatus, whatever you want to call it. A few movies, few seasons of Flashpoint later, 2011, the band gets back together for a benefit for a sick friend. And then out of nowhere, I hear about a new Headstones album. How did that come about?
You know, it sounds so succinct when I hear you say it, but really it was like, it reminds me so much of how we made our first record. This particular friend of ours, Randy Kwan, who had a lot to do with that first record, he co-wrote Cemetery, and I went to typing class with this guy in high school in Kingston. So I'd known a long time. And anyway, I was like shooting Flashpoint, probably 3 years into it, and I got a call from him, and he said, you know, good news and bad news. I've got a two-year-old kid, and I was great, and I've got cancer. And I was like, oh, geez. And so then it becomes, what can I do? What can I do for you? Because the currency I've always traded in, I suppose, is loyalty, and that trumps everything. So I dropped everything. I flew out to Vancouver to see Randy. He was in good shape, and he, you know, reminded me of how important the band was, how important songwriting was. And, you know, he didn't have insurance. He was a musician. So I picked up the phone and called Trent Dale and Tim, and it was like no time and change. What can we do? And sometimes when you're doing it for the right reasons, there's no shallowness or bitterness or pointlessness to it. It becomes real again. So long story short, we got to help Randy out, help his son out, set him up. Randy passed on, and we wrote this song, Been This Way for Years, and it's on our Facebook. If you go to that, we've got a little video. And it was just so much fun to write, and it's so profane, and so we don't give a, you know, it rhymes with truck. And it reminded us, we don't care, and we love this, and we love the band. And all of a sudden, all these songs came out, because it's like your first album. We hadn't played together. It wasn't premeditated. It's not a job anymore. We don't have to do it for a record company or for anybody else. And that comes across on stage, and all of a sudden, you know, we put it out to the fans on Pledge Music, and they responded, you know, it's like $10 if you guys want to buy a digital download or a record, our new record. It's basically sight unseen. We don't even know what it is yet. If you're interested, we'll make it. And in 24 hours, we got 200% of the goal. So that enabled us to rent a studio, get an engineer. I produced it with Chris Osti, and it's the best record we've made.
Does this Headstones album sort of pick up where you left off? Is it a complete departure?
Yeah, you got to listen to it. You know, I hate talking about music. What I do is I do it. That simple. I mean, if you play the song, you'll hear A Long Way to Neverland. It kills. You know, Trent came up with that riff, and instantly I had the lyrics and the story. Each one of these songs were like, boom. Somebody came in with a piece of it. Everybody related immediately and wrote their part. But you got to listen to the record.
Hugh Dillon, you've been doing a ton of TV and stuff. What about Trent and Dale? What have those guys been up to since 2003?
Tim does a lot of music stuff. Dale's a hardcore musician, always has been. And Trent is, you know, he's gone back to what he did. He went to OCA. He was a painter and an artist when we met years ago. Those guys have had much more normal lives. You know, they've got kids. You know, they're not as restless, I suppose, as I am.
Now, Hugh Dillon, you made quite the transformation since last time I saw you, which was probably a decade ago. But, I mean, you know, you dropped a bunch of weight. You packed on 30 pounds of muscle. You know, you went from looking like a rock star to looking like an actual police sergeant. Like, I was well aware of your acting background from, you know, Hardcore Logo and stuff. But when I saw that first promo for Durham County, I didn't even recognize you.
You know, it comes down to a work ethic. I mean, if you believe in something and you commit, you can do anything you want. People always do that. That's how people change their lives or what they're doing or become successful. I mean, part of the reason the Headstones worked as a rock and roll band in the beginning is we focused on that band, on those songs, on what we had to do. And I think, you know, I just had that in me from, you know, I played hockey as a kid. I've always been pretty driven. And more than anything, I've had great people around me to kind of give me direction and help me out. If you have somebody around you who believes in you, it motivates you to work harder.
Well, Q, I thought it was kind of ironic, too, because you basically went from being like, you know, a rebel punker to portraying a cop. You know,
yeah,
like,
well, you'd be surprised. You know, there's a certain intensity that happens with all dynamics. I mean, I trained with some police officers, and, you see it, and you can see it in bikers, you can see it in hockey players, you can see it in police officers, and especially in Canada. You know, I grew up playing hockey with Doug Gilmore. It's an intensity.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, being a rock star, like, I'm sure you've had your share of brushes with the law, and I'm kind of curious if any of those experiences sort of trickled into Ed Lane's character over the years or Becker in The Killing.
I've with the Ed Lane character, all of them, you use every piece of, you know, life experience you can. I mean, and you do the same thing when you're writing a song because you want to make it seem as real as possible. Otherwise, it's just a giant caricature, you know, and you just try to be a straight shooter. And that's what people relate to.
Well, you know, being an actor and a rock star, though, they're different in a lot of ways, but I imagine there's also a lot of transferable skills between the two.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't consider myself a rock star, quite honestly. I've always been pretty down to earth, and people are pretty quick to help me maintain that level of ego. And I will tell you this, in Canada, there are no rock stars. As musicians and artists, we work harder than anybody else. And it's different than in America, where you could have a hit song and suddenly be a millionaire. You know, here we work. We go town to town. It's like a gypsy life, you know, and you've got to be dedicated and you've got to love it. So I really think for me, it's been easy to transfer those skills because they're all kind of one and the same. And it goes back to the simple thing of if you do it for the right reasons and you do it with people you really have respect for, then it doesn't matter what level of success you attain. You're already a success because you're doing something you want to do.
The new Headstones album is called Love and Fury. It's out in May. How do we get our hands on it? One. And two, when are we going to see the Headstones back in our neck of the woods?
The record comes out May 14th. If you want to get the pre-release or the preview or the digital download, you go to pledgemusic.com under Headstones. Buy it or don't. And if you're interested, you can go to pledgemusic.com and pick it up now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. Hugh Dillon of the Headstones.
Right on, man. Thank you.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.